allegations of abuse by the traffic officers. But this week, we have a ghastly story of a LASMA officer getting killed. Here's today's big hard fact. On Tuesday, LASMA officer Jamiu Issa was killed in a hit and run. LASMA says Issa was trying to stop a motorist who was driving against traffic from Chevron to Second Toll Gate on Lekki Epe Expressway. They claim the driver refused to stop and instead knocked Issa down. Issa was rushed to the hospital and died there. LASMA is yet to identify the driver, but they say that the vehicle involved was a green Toyota Sienna with number plate FST901AR. Green Toyota Sienna with number plate FST901AR. So if you have any information about that vehicle, please reach out to the authorities. This is such a terrible thing to happen. And of course, it's not the first time a LASMA official has been killed on duty. If you just go online and run a search for LASMA officer killed, just do it right now while we're talking. Google search LASMA officer killed. You will see so many cases. And apart from murders, you have scores of LASMA officials getting battered, getting injured. And it raises a very important question. What mechanisms can the government put in place to make sure LASMA officials are protected while carrying out their duties? Am I protected? But there's another side to this coin. We also have so many cases of LASMA officials harassing, extorting, and abusing motorists. For example, we often get allegations that LASMA officials are tricking road users into violating road rules so that they can extort them. We hear about hitting road signs and LASMA officials lying in wait. The most recent complaint is about the Dokpemu Bridge in Agege. Apparently, driving on the bridge after 3 p.m. is prohibited. But the sign stating this is hitting. And motorists claim that instead of LASMA officials to stay at the entry point to stop cars from climbing the bridge, they wait on the other side of the bridge to stop those who have already crossed and demand money from them. Like I said, it's not the first time that we've heard complaints like this. We've also heard complaints of more blatant harassments. For example, last year, we had the case of Jude Eze and his wife. She was pregnant. She developed complications. She started bleeding. Jude put her in their car, was driving to the hospital. Because of her discomfort, he unhooked her seatbelt. LASMA stopped him. And even though he explained that it was a medical emergency, they allegedly refused to listen. When he got out of the car to explain, one of them allegedly drove off with his wife in the car. He explains that they extorted him and he was forced to pay to be able to rescue his wife and get her medical care. He also claims that they stole valuables in his car, including 150,000 naira and his travel documents. So when you hear stories like this, it clearly means that motorists also need protection from some rogue LASMA officials. So today I want us to talk about solutions. This LASMA official who died, he's on my route to and from work. I know this guy. He's so very polite, always willing to help. So I'm personally saddened by the fact that this man was crushed in a hit and run. Like, it breaks my heart. Again, the authorities are looking for the plate number FST901AR. It's a green Toyota Sienna. FST901AR. 1 million Lagosians listen to Hard Facts. I'm sure somebody knows somebody who knows this car. Just like Justina Adoyi's, who I was looking for. Justina Adoyi is 15 years old. She attends Bethesda Secondary School. Someone reached out to me on social media that they've reached her principal. So thank you so much for doing that. I really appreciate it. I love sharing information with you because I know that it's going to get to who it needs to get to. So thank you for helping me find Justina. I'm still looking for Artemus Pius Omo. Artemus Pius Omo is in SS2. He's 15 as well. He attends New Baptist School, New Baptist Estate, New Estate Baptist School, I think. And he's one of the candidates who has made it into the top 14 for our tournament in May. The tournament returns May 9th. That's when it will start again. The 9th of May. That's when it will restart. So we found Justina. We need to find Atomos. So if you can help me find Atomos, I'll be really, really grateful. Atomos attends New Estate Baptist School. He's 15 years old. He's in SS2. So please, 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 if you know the teacher, the principal, the parent, the uncle, the auntie, the sibling, anyone at all who can get me in touch with Pius Atomos Omo. Pius Omo Atomos, 15 years old, SS2 student at New Estate Baptist School. Please help me out with that as well. While also looking out for this vehicle that hit and killed a LASMA officer on Tuesday. It's a green Toyota Sienna, plate number FST901AR. But yes, like I said, solutions, that's what I want us to talk about today. How do we protect each other from each other? By each other, I mean motorists from LASMA and LASMA from motorists. Tell me the situations you know about between LASMA and motorists where there was abuse. It could be abused by the motorist or it could be abused by the LASMA official. If you're a LASMA official listening to the show, I want to hear from you as well. You can be anonymous if you want to be, because I know that there are concerns about, speaking when you're not the PRO, if you are a security agent. So you can talk to me anonymously if you want to. 0700-993-993-993. What do you think needs to be done to make sure that LASMA can maintain order on the roads while at the same time making sure that officers cannot extort and abuse citizens and citizens cannot endanger officers? A young man in his prime dead because a citizen was driving one way when he shouldn't have been driving one way. Between Chevron and the second toll gate, driving one way and kills a LASMA officer who tried to stop him, who was doing his job. It breaks my heart because I know this guy. He's really, really polite. Women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. I don't have access to WhatsApp, so please share your comments on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. You can also share it on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Hello, thank you so much for calling us. Good evening.
Hello, Sandra.
Good evening to you.
Good evening.
Hi.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
This is Chima.
Welcome.
See, it's terrible. May his soul rest in peace.
Amen.
I think the only solution is they have their cameras, they have their phones. Mm. They should please just record it. And then now we are calling the number. We have the registration numbers. Mm-hmm. They can be traced. So they shouldn't be stopping and struggling. You see them struggle with for the steering with motorists, mm-hmm. and you see the motorist trying to all there because somebody wants to touch money and somebody wants to give money.
Right.
If they are very serious, they should please, for their life and their family's sake, just film whatever is being done. Keep it. Now, with the number, the guy will be traced.
Right.
Eventually, it will be traced. Everything, when you want to renew your license, you mm-hmm. go to their office.
Right.
So why are they so fussy about catching somebody because somebody wants to receive something? Please, they should not die. Please. Nobody should die and leave his family. Please. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for calling. Dan Baba is in Victoria Island. Dan Baba, hi.
Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening.
Thank you.
Hmm.
Man, it is unfortunate we lost a gentle last man. You know, like you said, there is no need of highlighting the challenge of what last man has done or what motorists. I think we need to provide solutions right now.
Right.
First of all, I think I'll start from the Lagos State Governor.
Okay.
We should start from where Ambode stopped. You remember when Ambode came?
Mm-hmm.
He directed last man to ensure that there's no traffic on Lagos Road.
Right.
And he started by amending, creating space for bus stop, especially at Yanuo. That is the traffic from Third Mainland Bridge, Ojodubege, and everywhere.
Right.
And you see then, last man worked very well, whether you like it or not.
Okay.
But when this man came into power, last man found another opportunity to extort money from motorists. And then some motorists tried to protect themselves against last man. And what they do now, if last man stop you, speed with them a bit, and you see that they want to, you know, apprehend a motorist, the motorist will just push them out of the road. I think we should enforce this modern way of arresting motorists. Hmm. Like the madam just said, you install camera. Last month, she used body cam. Immediately, you capture the vehicle plate, number plate. You don't need to chase that person. All you need to do is go to the address where they used to register the motor and drop the fine there. If it did not pay, keep accumulating to some a stage where the person cannot be able to drive on Lagos Road again. That is the best way to go. All this running around, running helter skater. Mm. The other day in front of me at 1,004, they nearly finished one vehicle. Mm. Last month, we tried to chase downfall from CMS all the way to 1,004. Oh. And the downfall was running, bugger. You know all these things. Mm-hmm. In the mega city, we just cannot continue like this. I think the governor needs to, you know, spend money on last month. Last month should not be a tool to, you know, make money, generate revenue for the government, but just to ensure free and flow traffic in Lagos Road.
Dan Baba, thanks for calling. King is in Satellite Town. Hi, King.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is King, calling from Satellite Town, Sandra. Well,
welcome. Go ahead.
It's a pleasure talking to you today.
You too.
My heart goes out to the family of the deceased. Mm. It's very unfortunate. Mm. There is a story I want to tell.
Okay.
My younger brother that lives with me is a driver, bus driver.
Okay.
They're out of Oshodi, but Oshodi Baga.
Okay.
On a day, the Lasma people called him. They caught him. He was arrested wrongly.
Okay.
And he was with video. He was with facts and figures. And he told me when he got back home that these people have extorted him illegally, that he will fight it.
Okay.
I discouraged him, but he pushed on. He was able to get a number from Lasma office, and he pushed with the case.
Okay.
Those people, those Lasma officials, they were three in number, with videos, facts and figures, numbers and everything.
Mm.
They got those people, and they sacked three of them. The third one was suspended. My brother got justice. What I want to encourage Nigerians is to be able to have facts and figures. Let us have evidences so that we can use to fight back. Yes, there are so many bad Lasma officers, but nonetheless, there are so many good ones as well. My heart goes out to the guy that died. May the Lord bless his family.
Thank you.
That's just what I want to say this afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it.
99.3. Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. How are you?
Fine. This is Sayeka.
Welcome.
I just want to refer to something. You know, there was a time you brought the Lasma ND or one of their big guys, and you asked him, why is it that traffic laws or confusions are mainly where many traffic of Lasma officers are positioned.
Mm-hmm.
The man, I think, gave an answer as far that the motorists are too many or the drivers are too violent. When you try to arrest one person, that they will turn it to violence and stuff like that.
Yes.
So, referring to that now, evidently what it means is that the government cannot control the operation of the road users, everybody, the drivers and the, you know, passengers and everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So with what we can see outside now, because they're unspeakable, the situation outside now at the bus stops, to me, the solution is for Governor Sanwo-Olu and his cabinet to resign because they cannot manage the state. They should resign. Simple. And allow those that can do things the way it should be done to come in and do it. There's no how a government cannot wield its power and control traffic, common traffic, the movement of people and passengers is impossible, is unheard of. So everywhere Okada bike, okay, why was it pushing on Painted Sienna? What about the white ones that face you here left and right everywhere on that road? I apply that road every day. Hmm. It's like taking risk because of the way these guys drive. So what about those ones? So because it's a private one, and I'm not saying it's only private one, but mostly it's the unpainted cars that they are attacked most.
But this guy was driving one way. So it's
not... Yes! It's the one way that we are talking about. It's so common there. It's everywhere. They scatter or gather everything on the express. You will be afraid to even drive. You don't know what to do. So to me, the solution is for the governor of Lagos State to resign.
All right. Thank you so much for calling us. If you just tuned in, hello to you. You're listening to The Big Hard Fact on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 5:18 at the moment. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and we're talking about our relationship with LASMA. My big question is, how can we protect motorists from LASMA and LASMA from motorists? A LASMA officer got killed on Tuesday. His name is Officer Jamiu Issa. He was killed in a hit and run. LASMA says Issa was trying to stop a motorist who was driving against traffic from Chevron to Second Toll Gate on Lekki Epe Expressway. They claim the driver refused to stop and instead knocked Issa down. Issa was rushed to a hospital where he died. LASMA is yet to identify the driver, but they say that the vehicle involved was a green Toyota Sienna with number plate FST901AR. So again, if you have any information about that vehicle, please reach out to the authorities. And like I said when we started, such a terrible, terrible thing to happen. I know this particular LASMA officer. A lot of them are not very polite or kind, but this particular one is, in my experience at least, you know. And it's also not the first time that a LASMA official has been killed on duty. You go online, you run a search, you see numerous stories of LASMA officers getting killed or LASMA officers getting injured. On the other hand, you also see how LASMA officers endanger citizens or motorists who are just trying to get from point A to point B. So obviously, we need to protect each other from each other. How can we do that? What do you think needs to be done to make sure that LASMA can maintain order on the roads while at the same time making sure that officers cannot extort and abuse citizens and citizens cannot endanger officers? That's the conversation we're having. You can send your comments to us via Twitter at Nigeria Info FM or Facebook Nigeria Info 99.3, or you can call us on 01465-71904 for women, 0700-993-993-993 for men. St. Hilary on Twitter says, let the staff get off the road. Why stay in front of vehicles trying to stop cars when you know the stigma attached to your job? The Nigerian Police Force have learned their lessons. You can't find them doing such. Stay off the road. Use the sides of the roads. If a car won't stop, take records. It will start from there. All right. Olufemi on Twitter says, LASMA's creation is a dividend of democracy for the boys. Wherever there's traffic in Lagos, most time it is the officials that are involved. Rest in peace, Jamiu Issa. Olufemi, thank you very much for sending your message in. Sam Lola on Twitter says, government should reduce outrage penalties. Then LASMA will work religiously and stop extorting motorists, but do their job. Then reduce risking their lives because they want to arrest. Body cam will do the work. All right, Sam Lola. I don't know what you mean by outrage penalties, though. Baba Trophy on Twitter says, the guy was not wise. You don't face a machinery in motion head on. A moving vehicle does not have emotions, so it will kill and destroy anything facing it. Eventually, justice will be served, but it doesn't bring back the dead. He had his camera if he had no ulterior motives. Baba Trophy, I'm not sure I like this message. You don't face machinery in motion, but it was a person that was wielding the machine. You know, the machine was not driving on its own. The brakes of the machine did not fail. It was somebody who made a choice to get away from law enforcement when they were breaking the law, because it's illegal to drive one way. So a person made a choice, you know, and killed someone else as a result of that. So I don't agree with that message there, Baba Trophy, but thanks for sending it. 99.3.
Hello?
Turn your radio off. Hello. How are you, sir?
All right. I'm fine. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome.
Okay. I'm Mr. Basi from here.
Okay. Welcome. Go ahead.
You see, I'm quite very disappointing in Lagos. As far as when it comes to traffic and the law enforcement, those people that manage traffic in Lagos.
Okay.
In short, Lagos State Governor Sanwo-Olu should resign, as the other caller rightly said. He does not know how to manage anything, but when it comes to traffic in Lagos, there is a system law in Lagos that you have to come and sit on it, start using it. not for you to break the law. This last month you are seeing, I'm a victim.
Okay.
Yes, I was driving. I know that I was driving in a one way. I was caught. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
All right. I said, all right. Let's strike a gentleman deal. What I'm going to do is that you are not going to drive by motor. Enter the front. Whether the other man should enter the back, let's go to your office. I'm back. He said, Julie, drive my motor. I said, ah, what? I can't have motor for you to drive. Enter, let's go. Am I going to run with two of you in the fuel table? He said, okay. The other one at my front, the other one at the back. We start moving. Would you believe me that immediately we start moving from a pole, the one in front jump immediately off, trying to off my ignition. In attempt to do that, we were struggling as like I was swerving the key of the vehicle damaged. I came down from the vehicle. We came down all of. I said, I promised that day for paper to write the next thing that will happen the next day. I promised that some paper will write. And I was ready to kill. I made up my mind. Whoever will come, let them call that to find. And I will be waiting for who will ever bend down to put any rope on the prison. Then I will kill the person and kill myself. Instant. I'm telling you. What nonsense. What right have you to drive my motor? I tell you, enter, let's go to where you want to take me to. Is that a crime? Yes, is that a crime? You see that Dampo is taking one way. Ultra private motor will follow them. Now, instead of you to start arresting, if you arrest Dampo, you arrest everybody. It's okay. But when you see Dampo, you just allow them. You bounce on a private motor. That road, I've applied that road so many times. Okay, if that thing happened, what is the best thing for you people to do is to block from the entrance that they used to take that one way before 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock or whatever the time that the traffic will start. You block the man block from that place they used to penetrate into one way. In fact, stand your person there, block, reach the end.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I have so many concerns with this phone call that I just received. But first of all, thank God that you did not make the papers and you did not kill anyone. You're obviously still here, so you didn't kill yourself. So I'm glad about that. But I think there's something wrong if your justification for doing something illegal is that other people are doing something illegal and no one is stopping them. And this is not even me being sanctimonious or holier than thou or being a goody two shoes. But Omo, surely your excuse cannot be other people are doing one way and you're not catching them. Why are you catching me? Because it doesn't eliminate the truth, which is you're doing something wrong. You're doing something illegal. Now, of course, they are being overzealous and they are overstepping by getting into your car, dragging your steering wheel, breaking your key, etc., etc. And I'm glad it didn't escalate to anybody being killed. But let's not take away from the fact that one-way driving is still illegal. You should still not be doing it. Let's take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll keep talking. Lagos, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. How can we protect motorists from LASMA and LASMA from motorists? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. From LASMA and LASMA from motorists. You just tuned in. You're wondering, what are we talking about? Well, a LASMA officer was killed on Tuesday. His name is Jamiu Issa. He was killed in a hit and run. LASMA says Issa was trying to stop motorists from driving against traffic. He was already driving against traffic from Chevron to Second Toll Gate on Lekki Epe Expressway. They claim the driver refused to stop, instead knocked Issa down. Issa was rushed to the hospital. He died at that hospital. LASMA doesn't know who the driver is yet, but they have provided the color of the car. It's a green Toyota Sienna with the plate number FST901AR. FST 901AR. Again, if you have any information about that vehicle, reach out to the authorities. It's such a terrible thing to happen. It's not the first of its kind. We hope it's the last of its kind. And we also have terrible stories from motorists, sharing their own experiences with LASMA officers. And that's why today I'm asking, how can we protect motorists from LASMA and LASMA from motorists? It's a solutions conversation we're having today. What do you think needs to be done to make sure LASMA can maintain order on the roads, while at the same time making sure that officers cannot extort and abuse citizens, and citizens cannot endanger officers? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is The Big Hard Fact on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
Hello? Hello.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Good evening. I can hear you, Sandra. How are you today?
I'm very well. What's your name? Good evening.
My name is Madam Abiz.
Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm so glad talking to you today.
I'm glad.
Okay. Actually, it's not about people trying to justify that somebody is following one way.
Okay.
But in a situation where you have one rule for the rich, one rule for the poor, one rule for the police, one rule for this one and that one, and you don't really have a straight rule, a straight system that, you know, addresses all situations.
Hmm.
These are the kind of things that you get.
Right. Right. I understand that.
Hello?
Hello, I can hear you. I understand that. I'm hearing somebody asking, why did they arrest somebody? I hope you're not driving.
No, I'm actually driving, but no, I'm in the traffic junction, so I'm waiting for the traffic light to pass me, so it's going to take a while.
Okay. Okay. Yes, I understand what you're saying.
So that's the issue.
Mm-hmm.
If we can just stick to the rules,
mm-hmm,
and allow the system to work,
mm-hmm,
then everything is going to be okay.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, when in a situation where our systems don't work, that's what affects every one of the aspects of our life.
Right.
And, you know, it keeps, you know, this thing keeps turning on, and it keeps coming back to the same thing.
Mm.
You know, it keeps coming back to the same thing in a situation. Hello?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in a situation where the guy is following one way,
right,
the Okadas are following one way,
right,
you know, and then you leave the Okadas, you leave the yellow vehicles, and they're not picking in those ones,
right,
and then, you know, people are generally, you know, because of their experiences with LASMA,
mm-hmm,
they're generally on the attack mode to,
yeah,
face them, even when they are doing the right thing.
Yeah. I understand that. I completely understand that. Thank you very much for calling. My point simply is, if you see somebody entering fire, and, you know, it's cliche to go back to that example that most of our parents shared with us when, you know, we do something as kids. You see somebody jumping into the fire and nobody's stopping them from jumping into the fire. Will you follow them and jump into the fire? No, you say, well, I don't want the fire to burn me. It's the same thing with one way, because when you're driving against traffic, you are endangering yourself, you're endangering other motorists. So ordinarily, you should self-regulate. Now, we can have a conversation about, the regulators are not regulating other people who are driving one way. But you, as a citizen, your job as a citizen, how to be a good citizen is to self-regulate. That's part of what that's part of what being a responsible citizen is about. Rashid is in Lekki. Hi, Rashid. Thank you for calling us.
Okay.
Hi, Rashid. Welcome.
Hello, Sandra. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Thanks for calling.
You're doing a very fantastic job. Now, let me jump into this topic, because it's actually a very sensitive topic.
Mm.
Start by saying, may the soul of the departed LASMA official rest in peace.
Amen.
Now, having said that, Sandra, the question is, I think the caller before me actually asked the same question.
Okay.
I'm beginning to wonder if there are two sets of rules for commercial vehicles and private vehicles in Lagos. Because the impunity with which these situations happen in Lagos is quite very worrisome.
Mm-hmm.
You see, not everybody can control themselves. We behave differently. We react differently to a blatant case of injustice, especially when it's happening right in your front.
Mm-hmm.
These plasma guys, right in their front, will see commercial vehicles breaking the same rule. They will not lift a finger. In fact, you will think it is the norm. Let a private vehicle try it. You will see all of more than 10 of them will surround your car. One will be struggling with your door. The other will be struggling with your steering. The one will be struggling with your key. That is what is happening virtually every day in Lagos.
Mm.
Every day. Every day. This is the same thing that is happening. They leave the commercial vehicle because most of the commercial vehicles, if you notice, most of them will have something that looks like police color on their vehicles. We, Lagosians, we don't really know what is happening between these private vehicles, I mean commercial vehicles and law enforcement agencies. We don't understand. The injustice is so very annoying. You'll be seeing them right here. You will see a commercial will be coming, a traffic light, they don't even stop no more. They don't even stop. The other day, just Friday here, one nearly rammed into my car. I was driving, it was a red, and I stopped. The idiot was coming with speed. Do you know this guy came and confronted me, asking me, what's the meaning of that I could have gone? I said, dude, it is red.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it, this is red.
Mm-hmm.
And if he hits my car, meaning that if he hits my car, he hits my car, nothing will happen. So he expected me to run the red, because that's how they drive. And these LASPA guys allow them to do it, and nothing is done. They will not even caution them. It's happening virtually every minute on Lagos Road. It's so annoying. It's so frustrating. You are seeing injustice right there. And you see some people can't control themselves. Some of us might look and shake our heads and all that, but some people see that injustice and they will react differently. It is not fair. It is not fair. Nobody wants to attack last man. Nobody wants to. If they do their job well, it will pay all of us. There will be more traffic sanity on Lagos roads. But they are the ones that are actually encouraging this impunity from these private guys, from these commercial drivers. They will be stopping right in the middle of the road. They will be doing all sorts of things last man would never talk.
Rashid, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3,
hello. Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Topa from Ikeja.
Topa, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, so what the last two callers have said are very valid. However, looking at solutions, especially to these last one guys, I don't think there's any reason for you to put your life in the line all because you want to catch someone or do whatever it is.
Mm.
Most of them these days, they carry phones. If there's somebody that is going one way, take a picture, get a good evidence.
Mm.
You have their plate number. You can give them a ticket right from your office rather than jumping in front of a moving vehicle. Like, what do you aim to achieve? Some people will stop. What if the person even wants to stop and the brake is bad? So I think that can help. And then implementation of the laws for everybody, not just a selected few. I move around the Keja a lot, and you see keke bikes doing all sorts of rubbish, and they don't pick them. Yes, it's the person with the private vehicle that they want to pick. So I think it's easy. Then even Lagos State is installing cameras. They can make use of these cameras, just as VIO can identify you from their office and wait for you for so many years until they finally get you or whatever it is. So I think they can also apply that with us. Thank you.
Topway, thank you very much for calling. On Twitter, MC Muniru says, the road sign at Dokpemu Bridge is bold enough to see. Motorists should get a dashboard camera. Let them work on road marking. There are some BRT lanes that have been cleaned off, the bridge linking Ojota and Maryland, then a cool bridge. With these ways, we can improve traffic situations. Lagos Bolt driver says, LASPA officers are high-handed and should be tamed by the Lagos State government. Otherwise, this motorist LASPA conflict may persist for a very long time. All right. We've got more comments on Twitter. Let's see. John O says, I see nothing wrong with police stopping a nice car. It's part of their job. Sometimes criminals hide under nice cars. I don't think that comment is for this show, but thanks for taking the time to tweet. We've got Mahmoud's who says, the traffic issue in Lagos is, of course, by this bus stop. No proper parking and passengers standing in the middle of the road to get bus. That's why I should start doing more to decongest the traffic, not waiting at the end for drivers to use one way. All right. Everybody seems to be leaving the buck at Lasma's doorstep. Uzoichi Kenneth says, Sandra, it's unfortunate this man died this way, but I tell you the truth, as someone who is always on Lagos roads every day, especially Bagada Oshodi Apapa Road, with many experience and conversations with other road users that has that have been arrested illegally on many occasions, eh? So many drivers on roads. Hold on, let me see. So many drivers on roads, especially commercial ones, are ready to target, hit, kill and run away, not minding that they may still be caught, but prefer to terminate Lasma, because these Lasma and the police and the AJHA guys that are working with them know that the commercial drivers are willing to kill them if they see an opportunity. They now target private cars more. Hold on. That message, where is it? Okay, because the private car drivers are always willing to pay immediately, even by transfer, in order to leave immediately. All right, thanks for your message, Kenneth. Alaba says, Sandra, why is government still announcing searching for the vehicle? I think our car biometrics, the owner of the vehicle, should have been apprehended by now. And I want to appeal to the Lagos State government that Lasma should receive judgment, even if he's no more alive, but they should get him justice posthumously. And government should quickly pay the 10 million naira insurance to the next of kin of the officer. May his soul rest in peace. Alaba, with that message there. We have a break coming up, which means that I cannot take any more calls. But hold on, let me see how long the break is. Well, the break is really long, but not to worry. On the other side of 6 o'clock, well, for 15 minutes at least, as soon as the news is over, we can talk about this some more from 6 p.m., I believe. From 6:15, sorry, to 6:30. We can talk about this Lasma issue a bit more before Eriti Bakare Yusuf takes over for Listed Lagosian. But we've got about 1 minute left, so let me take a few more messages off of Facebook. This one's from Vetrosino Benson. Vetrosino Benson says, Sandra, good evening. Heard the late Lasma official storyline, but I don't think what Lasma said is true. That Sienna was parked along Eleganza, picking passengers going to the mainland. The officer from nowhere stood in front of him, saying he should get down. The driver refused, and then he continued calling his passengers, ignoring the Lasma. Then he wanted to drive off. The officer hanged on his Sienna. The man kept driving and swerved his steering, and he fell off, hitting his head on the floor. Mind you, this man was fast, you know. What kind of greed was that? What was he looking for after closing hours? Sandra, the governor created a duty ship for Lasma. What is a three-star ranked officer looking for hanging from a car? This is a really sad end. May his soul rest in peace. And I condemn the act of the driver, Vetroso Benson. Vetroso, I would like to find out how you know this. Were you a passenger on the car? Did you see this happen? Were you in the vicinity? Are you a fellow officer? If you can reply on Facebook where you left this comment, please reply so that I can have follow-up questions be answered by you. But thank you for sharing this account of what you claim happened at the Chevron second toll gate area of Lagos. Well, we've heard Lasma's official account, and now someone is claiming that this is what really happened. I have a few more questions. If you can answer those questions for me, that would be nice. By the way, I'm still trying to reach Atemus Pius Omo. Atemus Pius Omo, if you know who that is, please have him send us an email with his details. He's one of the students that made it into the top 14 for I Beg to Differ in May. Atemus Pius Omo, he's a student at New Estate Baptist School. He's in SS2, he's 15 years old. Don't go away, Lagos. We'll keep talking on the other side of 6 o'clock, 6:15 to 6:30. We'll talk about this Lasma situation some more, and we'll take only calls. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.